founder and CEO of Global Force Wrestling, and you're listening to my 1-2-3-Cents podcast with Kevin Hussberger.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 56 of my 1-2-3-Cents, the podcast. As always, I thank you for your support, for being a part of the My 1-2-3-Cents listening crowd, sharing, downloading, doing what you do, and also with Jittery Monkey and the other podcasts here on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network. This is also not just episode 56, it is the second annual Christmas episode, and Cinti Claus will once again join us for this episode, and I'm looking forward to hearing the gifts that he has for the folks involved in the world of professional wrestling. So we'll talk to him in just a little bit, but I want to talk about a couple of things going on, not a whole lot, at least I don't have a whole lot to say right now in the world of professional wrestling, but there are a few news notes to talk about. The Rock has welcomed a baby girl into the world, so congratulations to him on the birth of a daughter. I don't believe, at least as of recording this, a name has been announced, but we do know that she is a healthy baby girl, and much wishes to The Rock and his girlfriend on the birth of their new child. Also, it is WWE week on USA, where, of course, you see Monday Night Raw every week, and soon SmackDown will be broadcast there every week as well. But Sunday night was Santa's Little Helper, the made-for-TV movie starring The Miz. So if you had a chance to check that out, I recorded that last year, but I still have yet to watch it. So I may sit down this week, of course, the week of Christmas, and try to get that movie squeezed in. Last year, I watched Santa with Muscles, that debacle by Hulk Hogan. So that was my awesomely bad Christmas movie of the year last year. I don't know if Santa's Little Helper with The Miz is bad or not, but we'll reserve judgment and check it out. Monday, of course, if you are downloading and listening on Monday when the show drops, bright and early Monday mornings, you know that the Slammies are coming up tonight on Raw. Again, assuming you are listening on Monday, but it'll be interesting to see who they put together for this year's show. The Slammies, of course, not what they used to be, at least in my opinion. I loved watching it when it was just a standalone special in the late 80s and early 90s when they would put some stuff together, and it was always a lot of fun. It was cheesy fun, but to me, it was fun nonetheless. Tuesday night is a special airing of SmackDown. I didn't double-check. I'm not sure if that's going to be live or not. I'm assuming it is going to be live, but SmackDown will air Tuesday night on USA, and I would imagine replay again over on Sci-Fi Thursday night, which is Christmas Eve. Wednesday night is Tribute to the Troops, which is always a special show, and that's happening at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, also, of course, on USA. Now, the WWE's website said that WWE is taking over USA daytime from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Monday, December 21st through Friday, December 25th, as host Kat Greenleaf conducts interviews from her iconic stoop with WWE superstars and divas. So all week, you know, even including on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, you can see and hear from WWE's best and brightest superstars and divas. So that'll be interesting to see what they end up doing with those interviews as well. So that's really kind of all the news and notes I have right now. Check out the backside of this Cinti Claus segment. We'll have some more information coming up for you about some future My 1-2-3-Cents episodes. But for now, here is Cinti Claus.
It's my personality to be jittery. It's part of my charm.
Wrestling fans,
are you ready?
It's time for My 1-2-3-Cents, the podcast on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network.
Give me a hell yeah!
Now, here's your host.
The man is also a very long, dear, personal friend of mine.
Does the guy have a name?
Yes, he has a name.
Kevin Hussberger.
Woo!
Oh, oh, Merry Christmas to all the listeners here of My 1-2-3-Cents, the podcast. Thanks so much for having Cinti Claus back. and I have lots of gifts and ideas for the superstars and divas of not just the WWE, but also for wrestlers all over the world, whether it's in Chikara Pro or TNA or Lucha Underground. Ho, ho, ho! For Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose, I wish you both healthy and happy lengthy title runs and support from the company and fans. But the important thing is some logical storytelling going on from the WWE creative team. Ho, 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 ho. For Kevin Owens, more exposure to the main event scene and a heavyweight championship run in your future. You're a bright and talented superstar, Kevin Owens, and I believe in you. Cindy Claus believes in you. Ho, ho, ho. A new development is going on in the WWE right now between Neville and The Miz. I have a feeling this could be awesome, as The Miz would say. Ho, ho, ho. So I hope that The Miz becomes a mouthpiece manager type role and brings Neville to new heights, if that's even possible. This guy can really fly. Have you seen him in the ring? Ho, ho, ho. It's time for Neville and The Miz to shine together as a manager-slash-wrestler duo. Oh, 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 the Divas need more of an opportunity as well. The Divas Revolution of 2015 has taken them to a new level, but they need more support from the WWE creative, but more importantly, from the fans. If the fans get behind the Divas, then great things will continue to happen for them. Now to the dead man, The Undertaker. Ho, ho, ho. 25 years in the WWE, and you've had a lot of success. Championship runs, notoriety and fame all around the world. And for you, Undertaker, it's one last ride at WrestleMania 32 in front of 100,000 fans and millions watching. And an induction into the WWE 2016 Hall of Fame. Oh, oh, oh. For the men and women at NXT, keep doing what you're doing. There's lots of talent there, and I wish you nothing but continued success in 2016. Now for Seth Rollins, Randy Orton, Daniel Bryan, Cesaro, Tyson Kidd, and Sting. You're all currently on the shelf with injuries, and I wish you nothing but speedy recoveries and success as you step back into the ring in 2016. That includes Sting. I want to see one more great big match out of Sting before he too joins The Undertaker in retirement and his worthy spot in the WWE Hall of Fame. Ho, ho, ho. Now to the new Chikara Grand Champion, Kimberly. I wish you nothing but success as you defend that championship for the first time when the new season of Chikara returns very soon. Oh, oh, oh. And speaking of new beginnings and new starts, TNA, I wish you nothing but success on Pop TV as a new debut happens on January 5th. And this is an opportunity, again, another opportunity for TNA to take things to a new level and stop relying on WWE former superstars to build your company and build something solid. This championship tournament is very interesting, and I want to see this thing go and succeed because the WWE is a great product, but there needs to be other alternatives for the wrestling fans, and that includes TNA, Ring of Honor. We wish you luck as well and success. Television production has gotten better. We want to see more coming from you and Lucha Underground. Much success wish to you. Double J Jeff Jarrett with Global Force Wrestling, a guest here on My 123 Cents, the podcast in the past. We wish you nothing but success as well, because the fans are the ones who suffer when there's only one wrestling show on constantly. So let's get behind these other companies and wish them success. And speaking of success, The New Day has had a great 2015, and I hope 2016 is just as successful. And Kevin recently spoke to Xavier Woods from The New Day. So let's take a listen to that interview, and I will see you all on Christmas. Merry Christmas, everyone! Ho, ho, ho! Hey, guys, I am here. An amazing opportunity for My 123 Cents, the podcast. An opportunity to talk to Xavier Woods. So, first of all, Mr. Woods, I want to thank you so much for joining me here on the podcast, and I appreciate your time. I know you're extremely busy as a WWE superstar and a champion at that, one-third of the WWE Tag Team Champions. Now, did you think when everything kind of came together as the New Day was being created, you guys were kind of good guys, and the fans were behind you somewhat, but then they quickly turned on you. So how did that make you feel? Okay. I see that you brought the trombone. Is it all right to put that down and let's have a conversation? Let's talk about this. The notes that you just played detected a little bit of sadness there. Is that true? Great, great. Well, if you want to play the trombone, that's great. I appreciate you bringing it along. What exactly, where did the trombone come from? Why did you incorporate that into this New Day gimmick? Okay. I have a feeling we're not going to get very far here. Can you say anything? Do you have any comments for your fans? Because obviously when you started off with the kind of the babyface New Day, it wasn't going over with the fans. But now as bad guys, as heels, you guys are extremely over. There's a chance for New Day rocks and people want New Day socks and everything else. So at least give me some words on that. What do you think of that? All right. Well, thank you, Xavier Woods, for spending a little bit of time here with My 123 Cents, the podcast. Obviously, I'm not going to get very far with this, so let's wrap things up here and talk about the upcoming Cinti Awards. Chad is going to be in town. We're going to record this live and in person together, face-to-face. We don't get an opportunity to do that very often, but I am looking forward to talking to Chad. We kind of wrap up the best and worst of 2015 with the Cinti Awards. Those will also be posted over on the blog page at my123cents.com. So, I guess we're going to make this one kind of short and sweet. The Xavier Woods interview did not go nearly as long as I was hoping it would. I do nonetheless, though, appreciate his trombone playing skills, I guess. But for this week and for Cinti Claus, I'm Kevin Huntsberger with My 123 Cents, the podcast. Thanks again for listening, and Merry Christmas, everyone. We'll talk again next week.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.